Part 1. Down the Rabbit Hole. Chapter 1. Her name was Lee, short for Lisa Pryor, which technically was short for Lisa Chandra Pryor. But when her grandparents came to England from Pakistan, the immigration authorities had been having a rough day, and so Pryor was what went on the paperwork. Her parents still called her Lisa, but Mal called her Lee. And that was the important thing. After a while, her other friends did too, because what Mal said tended to stick. Mal was short for Elsinore Mallory, because her parents came from a particular social stratum where that was perfectly acceptable. However, she never forgave them for it. They were 19. Lee was studying zoology at Reading, Mal was reading English Lit at Oxford, an establishment so exclusive that they had a whole other verb for what you did there. They'd only been friends in school because Lee's parents had pushed hard to get her somewhere good, and Mal's parents had lost their starched white shirts on some dodgy stock market deal, so couldn't afford to send her to an expensive private establishment. The moment she'd first met Mal was engraved in Lee's mind. A thin white girl, sitting on her own, because she was, frankly, pretty much insufferable at age 13. She'd come over from a very posh school that had told her she was better than everyone else. Being 13, she'd told her new peers that too, and had been surprised to discover they hadn't agreed. So Mal had been alone in the cloakroom, shoulders hunched inwards, head down, reading Lyle Watson's The Nature of Things, and Lee had a tatty second-hand copy of that very book back home. She had never run into anyone else who'd read it. It was bonkers too, pure Fortiana about the secret life of the inanimate world. Here, for the first time ever, was someone else who was interested in that stuff. Mal had looked up defensively, anticipating more mockery from the chubby Pakistani girl who was staring wide-eyed at her. Yet somehow she'd understood exactly what Lee was after. From that moment, they'd been inseparable. Lee's parents didn't know what to make of her, and Mal certainly didn't know what to make of Lee, but neither of them cared. There followed years of sharing everything, from Dungeons and Dragons campaigns to their first intimate experience. This deepening of their relationship had seemed inevitable to both of them, but none of their parents ever guessed at it, locked into a mindset where such things didn't happen. Their other shared pastime was hunting monsters. It started off passively, reading the Fortean Times, watching old reruns of Arthur C. Clarke's Mysterious World, trawling the internet. There they found rumours of yetis, Mokele Mbembe, the Jersey Devil, and stray big cats. 2 years before, though, before the thing that happened, they had started holidaying together. They had been 17, and Mal could always catch some travelling money from her parents. They thought Lee was a good chaperone who would prevent their daughter from getting into compromising situations. In this, they were absolutely and exactly mistaken. But it meant that when the pair of them wanted to go backpacking in Scotland or visit Gévaudan to practice French, it all sounded perfectly respectable. Nobody knew they were casting themselves into the wilderness, desperate for a look at beasts that almost certainly didn't live there. Looking back, Lee couldn't have honestly said whether they believed any of it. She could never quite recapture the mindset they'd had, not after what happened. They weren't seriously looking to actually find proof, not exactly. They wanted to be the ones to take that vaunted, blurry photo that might, in a certain light, look a bit like something was there. The ripple on the loch, the faintly anthropoid shadow in the woods. And then, after we'd done it a couple of times, Mal picked a target for our next jaunt, and we actually found our monster. Later, making a tenuous living, writing cryptozoology articles for magazines and websites, Lee would explore the literary tradition where monster was a metaphor, the monstrosity inside us all along, the true villain being human nature, all of that. And she would feel like a fraud, because that wasn't the kind of monster she and Mal had encountered.